Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. On Thursday, Lord willing, on Thursday, we will air an interview that we have just conducted with a pro-life activist from back east out of Baltimore who actually was with the president, George W. Bush, when he signed the partial birth abortion ban. And it was a fascinating interview. It gave us a behind-the-scenes look at the effort to bring about this ban. And it was rather extraordinary. So that will be on Thursday. And we hope that you'll be listening and enjoy that program. Tomorrow, we have Steve Curtis coming on the show, founder of LifeCommercials.com, co-founder. And Steve Curtis is a signer. Well, he's not a signer to the open letter to Dr. Dobson. He would be. He'd be happy to sign it. But he is one of the leaders condemning the partial birth abortion ban and the ruling. So Steve Curtis will be on this show tomorrow, and I really look forward to that. He's been an integral part of the effort to put together this goal of informing the pro-life community that there are two very different strategies and that each pro-lifer can make a choice as to whether they want to be part of the status quo pro-life industry, which advocates a strategy using child-killing regulations, laws that end with, and then you could kill the baby, or if you would like to be part of the pro-life ministry that has committed to never compromise on God's enduring command, do not murder. So those are two different strategic approaches. A major national newspaper has approved our open letter to run now in a second city, a second paper, and that should be coming out tomorrow. So we will let you know about that, the details on tomorrow's program. But that's extraordinary. It really is extraordinary. Bigger city, bigger paper, greater influence, and the momentum is continuing. And then about a week later or so, Lord willing, we will have a full page ad in a major national conservative magazine. So that's fascinating also. So our phone number, 303, I'm going to give you the local version, 303-463-7789. That's 303-463-7789. We also have had another ministry ask to be included on the list of leaders condemning the ruling. And that's pretty neat. It's encouraging because it takes guts for Christian pro-lifers to condemn this ruling after the pro-life movement has fought to achieve it for 15 years and taken in about maybe $250 million, we estimate, and has celebrated the ruling as a victory. And the ruling has no authority to save a single child's life, and it actually keeps partial birth abortion legal in probably a half a dozen different ways. It keeps partial birth abortion legal. And so for a Christian organization or someone, just a Christian ministry or a pro-life ministry to oppose this and condemn this ruling takes guts. It really takes guts, and it puts you in a difficult place because a lot of Christians, one thing they want less than anything is to be uncomfortable. You know, comfort is something we all got to fight against when comfort is a major factor when we decide right from wrong. And we look at something like confronting a beloved leader, and we say that's uncomfortable, so we're not going to do that. But that's problematic, of course. Well, the new ministry that's been added is Michigan Citizens for Life. They are a significant pro-life organization. Cal Zastro, their president, has been active and vocal and visible in the pro-life movement for, I think, 15 years, at least that I know of. And it is absolutely an honor to have Cal Zastro of Michigan Citizens for Life join as a leader condemning the ruling. So the latest rundown, just to let you know, in now this will be a full-page ad in tomorrow's paper in a major newspaper in a major city in the U.S., and those leaders condemning this evil ruling. In fact, I spoke to a pro-life activist today who's opposed to our opposition to this ruling, and he said to me that he was somewhat shocked to see Alan Keyes listed as condemning this ruling. And that at least gives pause to say, wow, Alan Keyes is a neat guy. Now, some people in the pro-life movement, we've pointed out, even Alan Keyes condemns the ruling, and they say, well, we don't like him anymore. Since he ran for Senate in Illinois, we don't like him anymore. Okay, so you don't like Alan Keyes anymore. I still like James Dobson. I just believe that he would want us to think that he is not above being questioned. I think Dr. Dobson would cringe at the thought that how we have been criticized by so many that Dr. Dobson cannot be confronted. He cannot be criticized. Now, why would that be? I mean, that's a dangerous place to be. And I am not convinced that the love for Dr. Dobson, there's a divide right now in the pro-life movement. There are those who are siding with Focus on the Family and National Right to Life strategy, and there are those who are opposing it, like Human Life International, with offices in 90 cities and 75 countries around the world. And Judy Brown, president of American Life League. What? ALL, I don't know. There's no official rating, is there? I would say they're what, the third largest pro-life organization, something like that, that specifically battles against child killing. So Judy Brown, president of American Life League, these are people that have earned tremendous respect for their battle against child killing over the years. And for this criticism of Focus on the Family to be dismissed as some petty bitterness or some divisive effort, it needs to be addressed substantively. And that's what the other side has not done to this day. So the leaders condemning this evil ruling, Ambassador Alan Keyes, Renew America. Judy Brown, American Life League. The Reverend Flip Benham, Operation Rescue, Operation Save America. Professor Charles Rice of Notre Dame Law School. By the way, he's a stalwart of the pro-life movement for, what, 30 years? He's been fighting as a legal expert, a constitutional expert, and he condemns this evil ruling. John Archibald, founding board member of Colorado Right to Life. He was there 40 years ago when a Republican governor signed the first pro-abortion law in America. And he was there in the same room that happened in the Supreme Court chambers 40 years later to the day when Colorado Right to Life led an extraordinary effort to get the pro-life movement to recommit itself to God's enduring command, do not murder. So John Archibald, he's also a founding board member of National Right to Life and Americans United for Life. He resigned from both of those groups in protest because they had adopted a strategy that violated God's command, and not only was their strategy immoral, it was also wrong. And here we are a quarter of a century later, and we are celebrating a 4-inch variation on partial birth abortion and the most brutally wicked ruling in the history of American courts. And we call it pro-life, and we call the judges pro-life. Wow, that's devastating. Jim Rudd, Covenant News. Now, we've mentioned Covenant News over the course of this project, and a lot of people in my audience may not have heard of them. But when you look on the internet and you try to see how big is a ministry, What is their presence on the internet? CovenantNews.com has a presence on the internet that is four times greater than ours, than KGov.com. Now, we have other sister websites, and so if you combine our websites, that's no longer the case. But, for example, TheologyOnline.com is one of our websites, our sister website. It was started by two of the elders of Denver Bible Church. Two of our elders launched TheologyOnline.com over 10 years ago. Now, our church has only been officially a church since 2007, but we've been meeting, you know, Bob and Your Live has been on for 15 years, and we've been meeting as a Bible study for many years before the church was officially launched with the name Denver Bible Church. Okay, so two of our founding elders launched Theology Online. By the way, Erica Tormson, founder of TheologyOnline.com, and he's their webmaster, he condemns this evil ruling. And to get an idea of what kind of an impact TOL has, if you Google the word, I'm going to do it right now. This is a way that you can figure out, you can say, hey, I've been contacted by some radio station for advertising. How popular are they? Are they really popular? So you could put in, you know, one radio station, Google them, put in another, Google them, and see, compare. And that's not a scientific test, but it gives you a gut feel. And so let me see if I could do this. If you Google the word theology, just that word, I'm doing it right now. So Google is going out. They claw their way through the web every day. Not the entire web every day, but all the popular sites once a day or many times a day. And then other sites once a week or once every couple weeks. And so they crawl through the entire web and they make an index of every page on the internet. And so they look for pages that have the word theology, and it turns out that there are over 29 million pages that have the word theology. And I'm looking right now, so I Googled theology. 29,600,000 web pages have that word on it. Well, with the internet, the place where everyone wants to be is on Google's first page. Everyone wants to be there. Like, if you live in Colorado and you want to learn how to play hockey or be a goalie, you want nogoals.com, no-goals.com. Well, if you Google hockey, nogoals.com is probably not going to appear on the first page because there are millions, and that's one, you know, you get lessons there in the Denver area. Okay. But same thing with theology or with whatever. So Google presents 10 pages. They list 10 pages at a clip, and their first page is where everybody wants to be. And if you spend $1 million, you can't get on the first page of popular subjects because you can't do it, because it's based on the interest of the entire internet. How interested is the internet in your site? And so TheologyOnline.com is on the first page at number 8. That's extraordinary. Number 1 is Wikipedia.org. That's not surprising. They have an entry, theology. They're an encyclopedia. And Wikipedia.org, they're one of the top 10 websites in the world, along with Drudge, Report.com, and others. And who else? eBay, Google. So Wikipedia.org is number 1. And then there's theology website, and there's answers.com. And so it's understandable when you look at this. Now, you get here and you see theologyonline.com at number 8. Wow, theology, God, Jesus, Christianity, religion, politics, current events, pop culture, and just about everything else are up for debate at theologyonline.com. So somebody's interested in debating theology, and they Google theology. They say, wow, here's a forum right here, and I could debate. So they click on theologyonline.com, and on the front page, what do they see? they see the open letter to Dr. Dobson on the front page with a nice graphic to get him there. They see the Colorado Right to Life Gonzalez v. Carhart analysis on the front page. That's pretty neat. So as I'm going through this list of leaders condemning this evil ruling, there'll be names on here that, you know, many people won't recognize, but each of these names have a significant sphere of influence. And this has been synergistic. They have encouraged us and supported us, and we have encouraged them and supported them, and more names keep being added. And then there are the pastors of tiny churches, like one small church in one city, and they say, hey, we're a small church, but please, we want you to know we condemn the ruling. And so they're not, of course, on the ad in these full-page ads. They're not there. But we have, so Jim Rudd, editor of CovenantNews.com, that's four times greater presence online than KGov.com. John Lofton, editor of the American View, extremely popular site on the internet for conservative Christian thought, politics, and so on. Dr. Patrick Johnston, founder of ProLifePhysicians.org, and that organization, they are relatively new, but what a powerful presentation they have online, ProLifePhysicians.org. And if you know a pro-life physician, you could ask your physician to consider signing up with ProLifePhysicians.org. It's free. And when pro-lifers in his area go to that website, they can say, I want a pro-life physician. And so they could find him. It's pretty neat. Cal Zastro, Michigan Citizens for Life, longtime visible Christian pro-life activist. Chuck Baldwin, Crossroad Baptist Church. Now, Chuck Baldwin is known all over the country as a conservative Christian commentator, and he's the pastor of Crossroad in Florida, a very successful church. And then Steve Curtis, founder of LifeCommercials.com. I've mentioned Steve. If you have not seen their commercials, you owe it to yourself to go to LifeCommercials.com and just check out that site. You could check out the whole site in about 5 minutes, 4 minutes. You look at their commercials. They're powerful. You could send them as links to people. Pick the commercial or two that's the most powerful to you and send them off. Ken and Joe Scott, Pro-Life Colorado. Now, they're the smallest ministry on the list. Why would we list them? Well, for one, Ken and Joe Scott are known nationwide among the pro-life activist community. They are known nationwide. They have a presence at the Planned Parenthood abortion mill in Colorado every day during the hours that they're killing kids, every day for years. And before Colorado, it was in California with Joe. And Joe Scott keeps a tally of how many babies are saved. Confirmed saves, not we hope save, but confirmed saves. And it averages over 100 babies every year at one clinic. And there are pro-life activists who do things like this at clinics all over the country. And then these women, they'll say to these women, there's help for you. Please don't go through with your appointment to kill your child. And many of these women will say, Okay, talk to me. Some of them will cry. Sometimes they'll bring them to a crisis pregnancy center. So Ken and Joe Scott, Pro-Life Colorado, they're listed. Gino Geraci condemns this evil ruling. He's the pastor of a Calvary chapel. I have a soft spot in my heart for Calvary chapels because when I was young, about 20 years old, I went to Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa in California, Chuck Smith's church. He started the Calvary Chapel movement. We could say the Lord started it, but the Lord used Chuck Smith to start the Jesus movement of the 70s, during which time literally hundreds of thousands of people became Christians. Wow. We just got a call from Alabama a donation for our open letter, $250. I'm just humbled and blown away by the way the support has come in. So we have, this ran as an open letter in the Colorado Springs Telegraph Gazette, because that's the headquarters of Focus on the Family, and it's a letter to Dr. Dobson. Tomorrow it's running in a major newspaper, full-page ad, major ad. It is scheduled to run in a major conservative magazine. And now we got another donation for $250. Now, what do we do with that? What do we do with that money? What do we do with it? Well, here's what I think we do with it. I think we identify the city in America that has the next largest pro-life Christian ministry that has gone down the path of moral relativism and legal positivism. We figure out which major ministry is in what city, and we contact that newspaper, their main paper, and we ask them what it would cost to run a full-page ad, and we tailor the ad just slightly so that it's an open letter to Dr. Dobson, and we highlight the local major ministry that has also gone down the path of legal positivism. I think that's what we do with that $250 donation. I'm looking at my general manager asking him what he thinks. He says, big thumbs up. All right, so I think we should do that. We've been advertising on the internet and sending people. That cost real money, but so far it looks like we're on track. Within the next few days, we'll have sent 3,000 people who were searching for pro-life terms, Christians. We did it in a way that it's basically Christian pro-lifers. And they see an ad that says partial birth still legal, and it encourages them to read an open letter to Dr. Dobson. And so at that point, they don't have to click on those ads. On Google, those ads are off on the right. So you're searching to find out about the partial birth abortion ban. You want to know where Jay Sekulow's website is so you can see what's next. So you Google Jay Sekulow PBA or whatever, and then off on the right, here's an ad that says partial birth still legal, a sad open letter to Dr. Dobson from major pro-life ministries. And so most people are not going to click over there. That's the way advertising works. But those who are searching for a pro-life Christian-themed request on the internet, and then these ads pop up, our ads, and then they click on the ad, that's targeting your advertising dollars. You're getting people who are, you know, more interested than the average American, and even than the average Christian or the average pro-lifer. And so we estimate that within the next few days, we'll have sent 3,000 people. They'll click on that ad, and their computer will open up. They will be at Colorado Right to Life's website, and they will see in front of them an open letter to Dr. James Dobson. High Court keeps partial birth abortion legal. And they will be stunned to read that letter. And off to the right, they could click on a picture of Alan Keyes, and it says, watch the video, see Alan Keyes condemn the partial birth abortion ruling. It's a 28-second video. It is incredibly powerful. And then they could send an email plea to Dr. Dobson. They could sign the Colorado Right to Life Pledge, the 40 years, 50 million dead, one commitment to never compromise on God's enduring command, do not murder. They could email the open letter to a friend. They could print it out. They could download it. We forgot to put a link for downloading. We should do that to let people easily download the open letter in a printable format. We'll have to do that. We'll ask the webmaster over at CRTL. We'll ask him if he could add that. That would be an excellent feature. And so there are all these tools to spread the word. And that's encouraging. And now we got another $250. So here's what we'll do. Usually to take a full-page ad in a significant city's newspaper, costs, you know, minimum few thousand dollars, maximum $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 or more. But I'm imagining, thinking about where these major ministries are located, we could probably get another full page ad at the headquarters of another major pro-life ministry for somewhere around $3,000. That's my guess. And we got our first 250 toward it. If you would like that to happen, please call us at 800-836-9278, or go to our website, kgov.com, and click on donate, and you could put in any amount, and you could do that right there. So that would be pretty neat. I was going through the leaders who are standing with us. So Steve Curtis, lifecommercials.com, Ken and Joe Scott, Pro-Life Colorado, Gino Geraci, Calvary Chapel, South Denver. I went to California for a year back when I was about 20 years old to study the Bible at Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa. That's where I had already been a Christian for 4 or 5 years, but I got a solid foundation in getting an overview of the whole Bible, because that's what Chuck Smith did. He taught from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22 through the whole Bible. Every 5 years he taught from beginning to end. I got all his tapes. I listened all the way through it. And our church, we're not a Calvary Chapel church, but it's really healthy to get an overview of the whole Bible into your head. And then also condemning the ruling, Reverend Tom Utner, Human Life International, and Brian Rohrbaugh, President, Colorado Right to Life. So those are the leaders, among with others, of pastors of churches and other talk show hosts and so on around the country who are condemning this ruling. Okay. So if you would like, here's two options. One, you could chip in toward this letter running in now a third city. That'll be our next project. Boy, I wasn't really up for that. We're running out of energy. No, we'll do that. But then also, you might want it to run in your local paper. You might want your name to be a signer. If you would like that, here's what you do. You contact your local paper, find out what it costs to run it in your city, and then give us a call at 800-8-NYART and say, here's what it costs to run in my city. I'd like to be a signer, and here's how much money I could come up with to run it in my city. And then we'll talk it out with you and see if we can make it happen. Hey, God bless you. Check out our website, kgov.com, and Maranatha. What a great school in Arvada.